Yeshaya Parkin Zion Puzzle Test, Uli Nishma Savi Mori Pesel Zav and Avram Nata, and for Rufua Shalema, for all who need Rufuos and Yeshuos, we are in the middle of a rather, especially for sophisticated Yeshaya, a rather earthy metaphor of cheating on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our beloved spouse, our Ani Ladodi, Badodi Li, with all of our outside interests and our Avodah Zarahs that we are traipsing after and lying with in public with no shame, acting as a zona and an adulterer. Vatashuri lamelech bashemen. And you brought a tribute of oil to the king. Vatarbi rikuchoyich. And with your many perfumes that you added to this offering that you're giving to the king, what we're trying to do is we're trying to court the favors of the most powerful people. La melech, to the king above others, but not, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the king above all kings, the melech malchei hamlochim, but to the human king that we think can do us the most favors. So we apply oils and perfumes and anoint ourselves in a parody of a kind of enticement. Vatashalchi tzirayich ad merachok. And you sent your messenger far away, Vatashpili ad sha'ol, and you lowered yourself down to the deep. It's all an artifice. It's all scents and perfumes and oils to try to appear more fragrant and more enticing than we really are, because really we're lowering ourselves down to the pit. Whether it's as Rav Schwab made the connection to Christianity, promulgating some kind of new religion, denying the truth of the Torah, we lower ourselves down to the grave, a spiritual death. Whether it's the adulterers and harlots sending royal gifts and humiliating ourselves, bringing ourselves down to the lowest low. The barley carbon brought by the Sota is because her behavior was animalistic, was beastly, as opposed to being of a higher order of human being who thinks about the repercussions of terrible actions. Yud Barov Darkech Yogat, you were weary from all of your many efforts, from all of your traipsing about. Lo Amart Noash, but still you never said, I give up. You never said foregone. You never said it's hopeless. Right? We're exerting ourselves to promote everything that we possibly can. Same thing, I mean, Rav Schwab really sells out for the idea of the early apostles of Christianity. Paul and Simon and Peter traveling all over the place throughout the archipelagos and throughout Greece and Cyprus and the ancient world to try to promote their newfound religion. But to most, this is part of this metaphor. We're always seeking outside help. We're always looking for somebody besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save us. Rather than, as all of Sefer Yeshaya for 56 Prakim has been leading us, to place our trust in Hashem, to depend on Hashem, we're looking for somebody else and we never give up. Chayas Yodech Matzas. You found a source of strength. Alkein lo chalis, and therefore you did not suffer. As long as you could help yourself in some way, you were spared from suffering. I'm giving a shiur in Yirmiyahu these days as I record this, talking about the Haftaros of the 3 weeks. And one of the things that Rabbi Beryl Wein says about the Haftarah of Maaseh, about Yirmiyahu says at various points in Parag Beis, as we'll see when we get there, is the idea, as one of my Rebbeim once said, if you look at every ism that ever was in world history, there's always Jews involved in it. We're always looking for something. We're idealists. We make an effort. We really excel at everything we try for. So communism, we're in the middle of it. And humanism and liberality and progressivism, every ism has Jews. What about Hashemism? Why are we not making as great an effort to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we know is where we belong? So we never tire because we just keep on trying every single thing that's out there. It's like the 70s when people try out religions, Eastern religions, Far Eastern religions, yoga, the Maharishi, Mahesh Yogi. There's Jews all over the place trying all this stuff. That's me, Da'agt. Whom do you dread? Who gives you daiga? Batir I ki techazevi. Who do you fear that you deny? The OC. This sorry, turn the page. V'osi lo zachart. Who do you fear? Who do you dread? But you keep denying and you don't remember me. Lo samta libech, and you never put it on your heart. You never take it seriously. Halo ani machshe umeolam. I have kept silent for so long, forever. V'osi lo sirai, and I you do not fear. What, we dread that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to accept our repentance, and we forget that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to return, but we refuse to go back to Him. We deny that we sinned. We deny that we did anything wrong. We deny that we were in trouble or anything. As Rashi says, Shehachashesi al-kama pishayim, how many pishayim shepashato be? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to take in silence before it eventually erupts in a Holocaust, in an Inquisition, in a Churban. All of this time, Yud Beis, Ani Agid Tzidkoseich, I'll reveal your righteousness, that's Ma'asayich, and your actions, the righteous deeds of the Jewish people, but it's not going to help, there aren't enough of them, V'lo Yo'iluch, because it won't help you, there's not enough. So little Tzidkos, so much searching and experimenting. Yeravam ben Nevat putting up two golden calves. I mean, come on. When you scream, let them come to save you. And if this is not the ultimate frustration by a spouse who's been cheating on forever, all of those that you assembled, all those gods and goddesses, all those statues you put up, let them come save you. They'll all be carried off by the wind. They'll be blown away by a breeze, by nothing. The one who trusts me will possess Eretz Yisrael. In Yirmiyahu Perek Beis, Hashem says that it's Artsi, not our homeland, not the Jewish homeland, but Artsi, it's God's land. Ki li ha'aretz, the Torah says. We better not forget that. The one who's going to inherit the Holy Mountain has to be the one who trusted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael, many of them, tried to make deals with Ashur behind King Chizkiyahu's back, but they all were blown away like the wind. But Chizkiyahu HaMelech, who trusted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and stayed faithful all the way through, he was saved by all of this. So what a mess we make for ourselves with our irrational, immoral behavior and our seeking endlessly, but never going to the source that we know we should be seeking. We just refuse.